in the very last number, where it goes into the different ages. So, like, basically what you have the Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Copper Age, and the Iron Age. So, in the Golden Age, it talks about that state as being one of thinking from correspondence. So, it's just your life is in correspondence, and you think from correspondence, like there's no kind of disconnect. And then the Silver Age, or the Silver State, is a spiritual state, which is thinking about correspondences. So not thinking from them, or not having your life from them, but actually thinking about them. So it's a movement away. And then the Copper, they're a natural good, is that there is knowledge about correspondence, but no thought at all from them. And then you have the Iron Age, which is a state of truth separated from good. So correspondence, there's the kind of dictionary idea of this maps to that. So that's generally how they're introduced to most people. But actually, correspondence is a living thing. It's what stands between. So correspondence is a relationship, not a thing. And correspondence is communication. So the knowledge of correspondences is with those of those other ages because they had an interior focus. As we lose our interior focus, our life corresponds less and less. And that's because it's only with an interior focus that... Well, what does that mean? It means we're focused on the Lord, loving the Lord and loving the neighbor. So if loving the Lord and loving the neighbor are there and are active in the background, then everything that is done corresponds to that love. And in that sense, our life, as it becomes more aligned, becomes a correspondence. It corresponds to what is higher. So it's not just about things. It's actually about... It's more about the life, actually, than it is about things. Things are really like what represent correspondences. But to live in a correspondence with the Lord is to be in a relationship of reciprocity. There's a co-responding. The Lord comes in and we acknowledge. This is what is meant by the external and the internal worlds being brought into correspondence. They're brought into correspondence when the Lord is remembered, when the Word is remembered, because that state then brings what is being experienced on a more external plane into relationship with what we know of a higher plane. And so things can then start to be brought into a correspondence. And a correspondence for man, spoken about here, is a conscious act. So things correspond in an unconscious way. It talks about the things in man, you know, kidneys and pancreases and all that kind of stuff. They have a correspondence. But for man to be in correspondence, he has to be in a conscious acknowledgement of the Lord. Otherwise, those things correspond as things, but our life doesn't. And that's the most important thing. And your comment about, well, operating in the natural world, bringing what is higher through use into the natural world, that's correspondence at work, because the cause of those acts is knowledge concerning what is required of you from a heavenly perspective. And those thoughts then bring certain acts into being that correspond to them. So correspondence is always with the function. So if you're thinking about, and here it gives examples of organs of the body, you can talk about the organ being correspondence in the terms that it's an organ of a function, but it's the actual function that's the correspondence. So say with the kidneys, what do? They filter and they purify. And that's the correspondence, the filtering and the purifying. It has to take place in an organ, but the actual correspondence is the function of the organ, the use that the organ performs, because that use corresponds to something belonging to the mind or the spiritual world. And what it is the sifting and analysis of whether something is true or not, or what falsity might be here. That's a kidney function, and there are spirits involved in that, or thoughts and processes that are directed toward that end. And you can do that for any organ of the body. It's not the organ really that is the corresponding thing, or the organ only corresponds because it performs a function which you can use to teach you about spiritual realities. And when you learn that, then you have a correspondence, because you have a relationship between the physical process and the spiritual process. And that's where the connection is. The heart and lungs is a good one. Divine Love and Wisdom deals with that in detail. So correspondence are talked about as communication. And don't think so much of communication in terms of how we normally understand it. Communication is when you get an insight and you respond to that insight. That's communication from a heavenly source, or it's heavenly light breaking in. That's the communication. And when that happens, there's a correspondence has occurred. And the reason the correspondence like that can occur is because you have the word in your natural mind. And this is why practicing the word is so important, is because the word provides a new natural mind as we take it in. And it perfectly corresponds with what is of heaven, because that's where it's from. So as the word starts to form our basis for our thinking, what corresponds to it can be present in it if we are using the word for the purpose for which it was given, which is self-examination and repentance and the work of regeneration. So if the word's being used in that way, then it receives light that shows us what else is required of us.